Here's another sports update on the Basin Radio Network.
This is your Wright Sports Report presented by Shell Food Mart. Wright Track and Field had a good showing in Upton over the weekend, participating in the Mick Tonkel Classic. Starting with the Wright boys, they finished third as a team out of the nine schools that participated with a 91.5 score. Here are all the Wright boys that placed fifth or better in the individual events. Angel Hernandez finished in fourth in the 100-meter dash. Lane Stroshine had a fifth-place finish in the 400-meter dash. Jackson Nelly would come in fifth in the boys' high jump, and Parker Warman would finish in third. Jackson Robb would have a fourth-place finish in the boys' pole vault, and Angel Hernandez would have a fourth-place finish in the boys' long jump. Jamie Reyes would come in fourth in the boys' triple jump, and Dolan Glasser would finish in second. Bo Preston would come in second in the boys' discus, and the Wright boys would have one first-place finisher in the individual events, and that was Dolan Glasser in the 3,200-meter run. Moving over to the relays, the Wright boys would have a fourth-place finish in the 100-meter relay, with Parker Warman, Toby Swanier, Jacob Vasquez, and Angel Hernandez participating. The Wright boys had a fourth-place finish as well in the 800-meter relay, and this time it was Dolan Glasser, Jackson Nelly, Lane Stroshine, and George Reyes participating. And finally, the Wright boys had a fourth-place finish in the 1600 sprint medley, including Angel Hernandez, Jackson Robb, Jackson Nelly, and Lane Stroshine. Moving over to the Wright girls, they finished second as a team out of the 10 schools that participated with a 106 score. Here were all the Wright ladies that had a fifth-place finish or better at the Classic. Danny Barnhurst would come in second in the 100-meter dash. Tara Williams would come in third in the 200-meter dash. Carly Moore would place fourth in the 400-meter dash. Brianna Mesa would have a third-place finish in the 800-meter run. Kylie Benham would come in second in the 3,200-meter run. Laura Benham would come in third in the 300-meter hurdles. Danny Barnhurst would place second in the girls' long jump. Brianna Mesa would come in fourth in the girls' triple jump. Maya Raw would have a fourth-place finish in the girls' shot put, and she would also have a first-place finish for the Lady Panthers in the girls' discus. Carly Moore would have a first-place finish as well in the girls' pole vault. Moving to the relays, the Wright ladies had a fourth-place finish in the 100-meter relay, with Brianna Mesa, Maya Robb, Blair Woodward, and Danny Barnhurst participating. They also had a second-place finish in the 1600 sprint medley with Blair Woodward, Tara Williams, Carly Moore, and Kylie Benham participating. The Wright track and field team will look to keep their good fortunes going this weekend as they will travel to Douglas to take part in the Douglas Invitational. And the Wright golf team traveled to Upton over the weekend as well as they had a fun scramble tournament to begin their season. Wright will look to start the 2023 season officially this weekend, first traveling to Moorcroft on Friday and then Glen Rock on Saturday. That's it for your Wright Sports Report. I'm Colton DeBias.